As you probably know, the Great Commission was given to us. And you find those in two places, in Matthew 28 and also Mark 16. Let me just read you a little bit of scripture on Mark 16, verses 14 through 18. Still later, he appeared to the 11 disciples as they were eating together. He rebuked them for their stubborn unbelief because they refused to believe those who had seen him after he had been raised from the dead. And then, this is the key, he told them, go into all the world and preach the good news to everyone. Anyone who believes and is baptized will be saved, but anyone who refuses to believe will be condemned. These miraculous signs will accompany those who believe. They will cast out demons in my name. They will speak in new languages. They will be able to handle snakes with safety. And if they drink anything poisonous, it won't hurt them. They will be able to place their hands on the sick, and they will be healed. This is what the disciples did, and Paul was the first one. And this is what I think that we're called to do. And that's what I've been doing for the last 22 years at Mukingi. So I'm going to talk to you a little bit about Mukingi. I've titled this Colors of Mukingi, so I've tried to pick up the colors and associate it with the work that's being done. But before we get started, let's just give you a little bit of statistics. Zambia itself is a landlocked country. It's in sub-Saharan Africa. It's nowhere near Ebola, okay, just in case you're asking that question. It's about the size of Texas. It has a capital in Lusaka that's in the very southern part of it. It's landlocked, so it's lapped by Congo, Angola, Namibia, Zimbabwe, Mozambique, Malawi, Tanzania. So you can see it's quite landlocked. It has 10 provinces, 72 different tribes, and therefore 72 different languages. Some statistical facts. I'm doing better, aren't I? Last time it kept going back and forth. 36% of the population is under the age of 15. Okay? Now, this is significant because it's the children that are going to suffer and are suffering. Partly that is because of the advent of HIV/AIDS. And 68% live below the national poverty line. This 68% probably is in the rural area. You really see two different cultures in Zambia, in the urban area or the cities, and then in the rural areas. And Mukingi Hospital is located in the rural areas, and so therefore we deal with a lot more poverty than what you would do in the cities. Life expectancy hasn't changed much in the 22 years I've been there. It's about 49 years now. I think when I first started, it was about 44. So it's still an issue, and it's something that we have to be very cognizant about, and that's what we want to change. Now, why is it? It's because maternal child health, it's because of HIV, and a number of things like that. But you can see it has a great impact on it. You see in the one slide, it's a very simple graveyard, and they have a bowl on top of it instead of a gravestone. And they put a hole, actually, in the top of the bowl so nobody will steal it. But it's there so they could eat in the afterlife. So their belief is animistic, and they still carry it through in some of their practices. Now, when I looked at the colors, I decided to look at the colors of the flag and associate it with the work, but then I added some, so you have to forgive me for doing the liberty. Zambia was a British colony until 1964 when they gained their independence. And so they created their own flag. So this was first flown only in 1964, unlike America, where we were 1700s, weren't we? Now, the green that you see there is for the lush vegetation. The red is for the blood that was shed for independence. The black is for the people. The orange is for the natural resources that are found within Zambia. And the fish eagle that you see there is supposed to soar above all the problems and actually go accomplish the problems or get rid of the problems. So that's what the flag is for. So let's go to green that we talked about, and you see here the vegetation. Now, I had to put in the baobab tree because it's a very known tree in Zambia or in sub-Saharan Africa. Now, this tree usually doesn't have leaves on it. It's an upside-down tree is what we usually call it, just roots on the top of it. But I happened to see one when it was actually had leaves on it. So that's why I stuck it in, just because I think it's unique. But green is for the vegetation, and there is two seasons basically in Zambia, a wet season and a dry season. So 6 months of wet, 6 months of dry. And so they have one growing season. And here you see where it's nice and green and lush. Actually, people come at both times of the year and think, am I in the same country? Yes, you are, because it looks different in the green versus the dry. Green is also for other things. We do eye surgery. It's one of the outreaches that Mukingi Hospital does, and I'm part of the team, because I have two functions in Zambia. I'm the hospital administrator, but I'm also the anesthetist. And so we go throughout the Northwest Province and correct cataracts. Of course, cataracts is a lot more in Zambia because it's closer to the equator, and so you have an issue with that. But they all have the green shields. That's why they're under green. And now our patients, oftentimes, you know, it's just hand motion before we'll do surgery on there. So some of them are really blind, and they're brought in. Somebody has a cane, and they walk them in that way. So after surgery, where they can actually see the very next day, they're very excited. And the other day, we were up in Kabompo, and the lady came, and she was spitting in my ear and just all enthusiastic. And I thought, Jairus, and he was a cataract surgeon, what is she doing? Well, she's blowing blessings into your ears. Okay, not something I really liked, but... But it's also for the green trees, and this brings us another thing. A lot of the kids like to get the mangoes. It's one of the fruits that are there, but they fall out of it, as kids do. So we end up with a lot of orthopedic injuries. We'll talk about orthopedics in a bit. Now, red is also for the flame lily, as well as for the flame tree. Now, the flame lily is actually what we call the Christmas lily, because it comes out at this time of the year. Now, I always enjoy coming to Christmas in the States because it's beautiful with the trees and the lights and the sparkles. There's none of that in Zambia, actually. It's simply a day off of work. And so it's fun to be able to do it. Now, of course, we being missionaries will bring our own traditions in there and we'll try to make it as Christmas-like as possible. But it is a very different thing. And for me, that's one of the things I miss. Red is also for theater. Theater is an area that Mukingi is really excelling in as a hospital, and it's something that we're looking for in the future. We have two full-time surgeons, which is great, and we end up doing outreach beyond just our catchment area. Many people, because of the reputation of the hospital, come from very far away, even Angola and the Congo, to come and have surgery with us. So it's a really outreach more than just our local community. So you see our theater there, and this is something that we would like to build a brand new one of. It doesn't look bad, but it's too cluttered, so it's really not a safe one. And there's a lot of work that needs to be done, so that's one of the future projects. Red is also for the dry soil. So this is the dry season, and actually you can't quite tell, but the soil really is red. And any white things, which I never understand why they have nurses in white uniforms, but it gets quite orange at the end of the season. But there's just really basically one growing season, and so there's times during the dry season where you have problems with food security. They run out of food, and so we still end up with malnutrition, which is something that shouldn't be. We should be able to prevent it. Going on to black. Now, I couldn't find a flower that's black, so I did the sea pods. But they also burn a lot every year. They burn the whole countryside, which again gives us problems with burns. Burns are probably the biggest problem that we have at Mukingi, and it requires a lot of resources for that. But black is really for the people, and that's why we're there. When I think of it, I think of what Mark said in chapter 10, verse 45. For the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve, and to give his life as a ransom for many. And that's why we're there. We're there to serve. We serve these people. How can you not? They're wonderful people, very giving. But even if they weren't, we're called to do that. And that's what's kept me there for the last 22 years. Black is also for the black skies, for the rainy seasons, for the muddy black roads that we see. They come from far and wide. We serve a big population, 65,000, 21,000 square kilometers. And so the health centers that are around us have to come back and bring patients on roads that look like this. So you know access isn't very good. Their instructions are nothing like what we get in the States with nice brochures that have colored photos on it. They're just simple, posted on the wall, make sure you wash your hands. And also for the building projects, the many, many building plans that we're doing. But it's also for the transport. How do patients get there? Well, they walk, they come on a bicycle with a chair that you see there. They may come on a Zam ambulance, that yellow thing there. You attach a bicycle to the front of it and you put the patient in the back. Or you can do the ambulance. There's one ambulance in Kasempa. And so it's difficult to get to the hospital, but they do. Now, orange, we said, is for the natural resources, and those happen to be copper and gold. That's something that's making Zambia change, and change probably for the better. We're increasing our economy. But what is that going to do to Mukingi Hospital? This is where we have to look at the future. So you have copper mines like this. Two new ones have come to the Kasempa area, and a gold mine's there. So we're going to improve our roads. We're going to increase the number of people. We have to be prepared. It's also for the game parks, someplace I love to go to, and it's great relaxing. But the mines could destroy those too, but it is a natural resource, and it brings a lot of tourism into the country. And there's hot springs. Just like we do in Yellowstone, we have them there. Except we like to go to these hot springs because the elephants like them. And so oftentimes we'll go there and the elephants will be there as I think they like probably the minerals that are around there. But these actually boil that you see coming through the ground. So I think it's quite unique, but we do have them. Not many people know. It's our back way. It's our secret. Yellow is there too, and this is the color that I added. But what does the yellow stand for? Electricity. After all these years, we still have problems with electricity. I can't believe it, 22 years, and we're still struggling to maintain electricity 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 352 days a year. I come here, and there's never a power outage. Well, at least none that I've experienced here. Where all the time we're wondering, is the power going to come out, you know? We did a backup system in the theater because it used to be that, you know, you're in the middle of a surgical case and the power went out. Well, that meant that you had to get on your cell phone, and yes, we have cell phones. You do have to run for the signal, but you can get on it, call the electrician, have him turn on the generator, and all this time you're sitting there by torchlight so the surgeon can finish. So we do have a battery backup system because after all this time, we're still having an issue with it. And so we have generators like that. But the other is for fire. And again, like I said, that is really a big problem for us because burns are probably the number one trauma cases that we see in the hospital and takes a lot of resources, how many times they have to come into theater for dressing changes and for skin grafts. So it's a real issue. But Mukingi Hospital is also grant-aided. So you see here, we try to keep the mission in there, but because we're a grant-aided hospital by the government, we have to follow government rules and regulations, which is sometimes can be a real struggle for us. Financially, they don't give us as much as they do a government hospital, and yet it's one of the things that we're very proud of as a hospital is the fact that we are debt-free. Because we just go by what's in our bank account. But it does mean that sometimes we have to deny things. We can't buy that drug. We can't buy those 4x4s that we need. It'll have to wait until next month. So, but it also means that the grant that we do get goes strictly for patient care. And that means that some of the extra things that we need, and you'll find out a little bit later in this presentation, some of the things we have to raise outside funds for. But the government came and told us we needed to let the community know what we do. Well, I think the community actually knows what we do. So we had an open day that was quite fun. But our key really is to keep mission in there and not, because the government really likes Mukingi Hospital. It uses it as an example. We get a lot of government officials coming to us, which is a real witness that we can give to them. But we need to make sure that we never lose our status as a mission, because that's our real purpose for being there. Yellow is also for the sunsets. They're beautiful in Zambia. It's something that I really miss when I come here. But it's because of the burning that takes place that they're so colorful, the reds, the yellows, the oranges. And this is over one of the rivers that by that you can just camp by, and the hippos come up on shore there and just, must have been about 30 feet away. It was an elephant eating the tree leaves as we were sat by the campfire. So it's very open, but it's very delightful. Now, white is another color that I threw in. And white in here is for the many buildings that we've done. God has really blessed us these last 3 years since the last time I was here. And we've done a lot of building projects. The mother shelter that you see over there on the right is actually for those with high-risk pregnancies. If you think about 140 kilometers and having to walk there, if somebody has problems, you don't want them out there in the village. So we needed some place to bring them. So we were able to do it here. And so now we can keep the mothers there for safer deliveries. Also for mortuaries, death is a major thing in Zambia, and it seems funny to talk about, but it's a very cultural thing. And they have to be there for a death, because when somebody dies, something caused it or someone caused it, basically. So they have to go and wail. They have to be present. And if they're not, they can be accused of that. So it's a political thing. So we were given money by the government, actually, to extend our mortuary. So therefore, families can come from great distances to come for the funeral. We often lose a lot of our staff because they're off for funeral leaves, and so it becomes a real challenge. But white's also for buildings like the classroom that we're building for the training school that we have. It's also for the other buildings. We've put a maternal child section to our OPD. You heard that, you know, a great majority of the population is under the age of 15, and therefore there's a lot of health needs with them. Laboratory extension with HIV/AIDS and the advent of antiretroviral therapy, we need to do a lot more lab work. And so we had to increase it. We had to increase our staff. We built a service block, a new kitchen, laundry, and tailor's office. It's wonderful because where the old one is, we're tearing it down and we're going to make a new theater there. Also, a duplex. Oh, by the way, theater, sorry for that, is actually an operating room. So because it was a British colony, we tend to use those terms, so sorry about that. Duplex also, our staff is increasing as the numbers increase, but where do they live? The township, Kasempa, has very limited housing and not very good housing. Also, we need more staff, but we're only at about 56% of what we actually need. And so how do we keep things open 24 hours? Well, we have on call. If they're right nearby, they can still go home and come back when they're needed. So we need more buildings like the duplex. So God's really blessed us in those areas. But white is also for orthopedics. Orthopedics is something that we've become famous for at Mukingi, is our orthopedic outreach. There's a lot of trauma. More cars, tar roads, people drive faster, and yet they're not being taught how to drive, and you don't see signs that said, take this curve at 35 miles an hour, or there it would be kilometers an hour. And so there's a lot of accidents that way, and so therefore a lot of orthopedic injuries. We have an orthopedic surgeon that flies in once a month. We do a clinic, and then for 2 days we do surgery until we can clear the list. We'll hopefully clear the list. Sometimes I've been there until 2 o'clock in the morning as we did it. We started at 8. It's a real outreach to the people and something that's really neat. Dr. Muntali that comes is a Zambian orthopedic surgeon, and we just love him out there. White's also for vehicles. There is nothing in Kasempa And so if we need supplies, we need to go outside. And so oftentimes we're taking this lorry that you see there, or truck, and going into town, and we fill it. So we try to get 9 tons worth of goods in there, because that's how much this truck can hold. It's gone through many, many miles on dirt roads, and you can see it being put on the pontoon to cross the rivers to get into town. But this truck, I go on these trips all the time because 9 tons of goods is a lot of money, so we're going to control that a little bit. And one time the brakes failed, and we did a little bit of off-roading, but we didn't manage to hit anything, which was good. And so then my driver is also my mechanic, and he fixed it. But it does make us nervous, and I want to be safe for my employees, so we're looking at purchasing another one. Blue. What is blue for? Well, this is a beautiful flower, but it's really for the school and the nursing students. When I was here 3 years ago, we were an LPN school. We are now an RN school. We took our first class in 2013, so we've taken another second one now. And this is something, you know, the government looked at us and they saw great results from the exams, and so they said, train RNs. So they're helping us. We built classrooms for them. But blue is also for these guys. And this is the future of Mukingi. Our government grant is not steady. It doesn't come every month like you want it to. So before I came here, we only had 4 out of the 6 months. We can't survive that way. So what can we do? Well, I think these are the key. These guys are my workshop guys, but they're mechanics. They're welders. And they're truck drivers. And I think this is where we can do some income-generating activities that will bring money into the hospital. But these guys are probably only grade 12 or high school educated, maybe with a little bit of trade certificate, but none with a lot of skill. So if we want to do this, we need people out there that maybe can mentor them, teach them how to increase their skills, and so that we could use them. Now, the Zambezi River is really very important to Zambia. It does a lot for it. And on one of our eye trips, we actually went to the source. It's a little spring coming out from underneath it. But as many of you know, that the Zambezi forms Victoria Falls, which is one of the 7 natural wonders. It is also a very sacred place, so it's kept sacred that way. But Zambezi goes through the Congo, Angola, comes out to the floodplains, goes to Victoria Falls, forms Lake Kariba and the dam. So we get our electricity from it. It provides tourism. It provides water. It provides fish. So it's a very important river. But I talked to you about the future needs that Mukingi has. And although we seem to be doing okay with our day-to-day running things, we need other things. And this is where we search outside of what our income is for things like cardiac monitors. Especially, we're going to increase our theater capacity. We need suction machines, oxygen concentrators. We don't have nice fancy things that you can put in the walls. We have to bring concentrators that take the air and make it into oxygen. We'll pull out the oxygen, if you know what I mean. We need computers. Hospital is going to computer system. We do have internet, although not very good. But it's there, and it's changing us, and I'd like to go into electronic health records so that we can get away from the books. But these are all things that we need to look for outside sourcing. The other thing is, this is our water project. This is the water that's coming out of our surgical sink. We don't want to do our hands in there. So we asked ourselves questions like, what's the quality of water? Actually, it has fecal chloroform in it. It's not safe to drink. Do we have enough of it? No, these tanks don't hold enough water to supply the demand. And also, we don't have enough pressure. So when you look at the new equipment that's coming into the hospital, and over there where the crane is, it's lifting and trying to put in a 1.5-ton laundry washing machine, which takes a lot of pressure. Our incinerator takes a lot of pressure. So I'm putting water tanks and inline pumps everywhere. We need to change that. But also, what about our waste management? What about our sewage? Is that safe, or are we contaminating the community? As a hospital, we shouldn't be doing that. We should be encouraging health. And so therefore, we looked at these things and said we need to change it, so we've started a project. It's $600,000, but we're getting there. We've already raised some funds. The other thing is that we need a family shelter. I said that patients come from great distances. Well, they want to be near their loved ones, or they can be treated on an outpatient basis where they're going to stay. Well, these buildings are no longer safe or hygienic, and so we need to change that. We need new houses so that we can get more staff in there, so we can increase and the services that we can give and provide. We need a new theater or a new surgical suite. We need to have a recovery room in it. Today, we just send them back to the ward right after they wake up from surgery, so they're not staying there very long. It's not safe. And so these are the things we're looking at. We'd like to take it also to the next level. We have done acute illness all this time, but we should be looking beyond that. And so we're trying to look at prevention or screening. And one of the first areas that we'd like to do is do cancer screening, both cervical and breast, which is a problem in Zambia. And so we want to build on two rooms on the end of this maternal child health building so that we can provide more services. As staff increases, so does management that needs to do that. We need offices for them. So we're looking for new administration offices. And like I said, we can't find anything in Kasempa, so we have to travel out. So we need another vehicle. We need another lorry. And so this is what we're looking at as far as the hospital goes. And then I'm there. I've been there for 22 years, but I get no salary from the government, so I have to raise my own from here. And so, but not only that, it's really important for me to get a prayer and for the work that's there. My vehicle died when I was there, this last one. It's a 1997, and I crossed the last pontoon in the bush, and it died. I was glad I had a satellite phone, because we often take that so that we can communicate, and was able to talk to the mechanic and at least get the car back to Makingi. So it's things like that that are needed and that I appreciate your help with. So God really has a vision for Makingi, and I think he's been there. The hospital started in 1953. We're 60 years. We're looking to the future so that we can continue to provide services that are needed in that community. But God has been with us all along, no matter what seems to be going on. And so I thank you for your time and for listening about Makingi.